until midnight. This is Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley.
And we're joined by Chris Field, who's the State Ombudsman. If you'd like to have a chat, Chris, 9221882. Now, you mentioned Water Ombudsman and Energy Ombudsman, also through your office. Why are they defined as different? Why do you have a different name, even though they're ostensibly being run through the same office?
No, it's an excellent question. Around the country, there are a range of, or a number of energy and water ombudsmen, so most jurisdictions have them. In Western Australia, it's partly a size issue. The office, Energy and Water Ombudsman, is undertaken by the parliamentary ombudsman, that is the state ombudsman in my office. So it's a very efficient and very sensible thing for everyone that my office is able to undertake that that other function, basically. But in other states, they're actually separate offices.
Okay, and is there anything unique about them, or is it just the sheer volume, the size, the fact that by the fact that most people deal with people like energy and water, they're logically going to generate more complaints?
Well, certainly there are the sort of complaints you get in the energy and water area are different to the ones in the parliamentary ombudsman. The principal thing that people, of course, come to ombudsmen like the telecommunications ombudsman and energy and water ombudsman are around billing. And disputes around billing.
Money, And whether or not a bill is correct and all that sort of stuff.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Other departments, I suppose, it comes down in many respects more to their actions, I guess.
Yeah, it does. So basically, the Ombudsman exists in relation to public administration, the administration of the responsibilities of those departments. So they have a range of laws and policies, procedures under those laws, and then they have to administer those. And how they administer them is something that the Ombudsman, both through our investigations of individual complaints and also investigations of our own motion, can examine.
Beautiful. All right, Dale would like to ask a question. I think this is a really good question, actually. G'day, Dale.
Oh, hello. The situation is in 2012, it was considered that I may have a decision-making disability. So under the Act, the public trustee proceeded with an application, so I would be looked at, and anyway, I went to a hearing, and I was put in interim, and then I appealed, and the whole thing was removed, dismissed, thrown out, whatever you like to say, as if it should never ever taken place. And I'm not sure whether I tackle the Attorney General or whether I tackle the public trustee. In other words, what I'm saying is that any person can make an application to the State Ombudsman's Tribunal and put reasons in and call anybody in for evaluation or to see where they sit under the Act.
Well, Dale, thank you.
That's a really good question.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call, which we appreciate. Look, there's a couple of things there that are, Dale, just to also talk generally to Chris's listeners, a couple of things in there of interest. In relation, you've mentioned the State Administrative Tribunal. Courts and tribunals aren't in the jurisdiction of the Ombudsman, nor are decisions of ministers, but certainly the State Trustee's Office is. And as I said before to listeners, we would generally obviously suggest that people try to resolve those in the first instance with the particular department here, the State Trustees. But it sounds to me like, Dale, you've certainly been over a period of time dealing with them, and you've asked about how you might be able to pursue an issue that understand you have. And I'd certainly be happy to have, in relation to your particular case, one of my staff call you over the next day or so just to talk to you about what the particular issues are. And remember, once again, an office like mine, even if we are not the ones to resolve the complaint, we're also have a lot of experience, and my staff are very experienced and have an expertise in ensuring that you can be directed to the right place to resolve your issue if it's not our office. Mm. So usually a call to us is valuable for either the reason because we can investigate and resolve the complaint, or we can make sure you're not on a merry-go-round, you can go to the right place next. So we'd certainly be happy to talk to you and assist you in that way.
I don't think your public trustee have an important role to play, but sometimes they can have it incorrect and for the wrong reasons.
Mm. I understand that, Dale. So by all means, once again, we'll get some information off you from Royston, and what will happen there is we'll find out exactly what's going on. I suspect I don't know what you took from this, Chris, but certainly from the nature of Dale's call, I think, and it might be something that reaches just outside your area, I think he was concerned about the mere fact that it could be brought about in the first place.
Yeah, well, look, and this is certainly not commenting upon Dale's case at all. Mm. That office, the State Trust, plays a very important role, and I think, generally speaking, do a good job of it, of course, but that doesn't mean that issues might not arise from time to time, and as they do for all of us, and an office like mine can assist where those sort of issues do occur.
Mm. Yeah, no, it certainly can present some challenges, of that there is no doubt. Right, if you'd like to have a chat to Chris Field, who's the State Ombudsman, presents challenges, acts as adjudicator, acts as mediator, performs miracles occasionally, and goes out and finds information for you. 9221882.